Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Shviyas. Today we're going to be learning Perek Yod Mishnah Gimel and Perek Yod Mishnah Dalid. In the previous two Mishnayos of Maseches Shviyas, the Mishnah introduces us to the concept of Shmitas Ksafim, namely at the end of the Shemitah year, all loans are completely and totally cancelled. Now Perek Yod Mishnah Gimel and Perek Yod Mishnah Dalid are going to introduce us to a concept called the Prusbul, which was a document, as we'll see, that actually allowed a person to avoid canceling the loans at the end of Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Prusbul eino mishamet. If there is a prusbul, if there is a document that we'll see exactly what it says, then it would avoid any loans given on that prusbul to be cancelled at the end of Shemitah. Ze echad min hadvarim shehiskin Hillel Hazakein. This is one of the things that Hillel Hazakein enacted, that Hillel Hazakein established for the betterment of the Jewish people. How was it for the betterment of the Jewish people to create this prusbul to avoid canceling debts? Says the Mishnah, Kishera shenimnu ha'am milahalvos ze'ezeh. When he saw that people were preventing themselves, they were stopping from lending to one another. What would happen is that people would delay paying their payments. They would hold back from paying their debts, their loans, until after Shemitah, and then people would stop lending because they realized, oh my gosh, we're not going to get paid back ever. So why am I going to lend back in the first place? They would be transgressing. They would be doing an avera based on what it says in the Torah. He shamer lecha peni adavar im levavcha bli'al. You should be careful. God forbid that a person will sin with their heart and have certain thoughts, and ultimately, as the pasuk goes on to explain, that a person will then prevent themselves from giving a loan, from lending money, because they're concerned that they're not going to get paid. That's an isser in the Torah. There's a mitzvah to give a loan, and it's an isser to not give a loan. If someone needs a loan and you have the ability to lend them money, then you should do so. So Hillel Hazakein saw that people were transgressing the Saver. They weren't giving loans because they were concerned that they weren't going to ever get paid back, and therefore Hillel Hazakein got up and said, I'm going to establish this document, I'm going to establish this prusbul to cancel this cancellation, right, to circumvent the cancelling of the loans, so that people will ultimately still get paid back even after Shemitah has passed. Now the question obviously is, how could Hillel Hazakein establish a prusbul? The Torah says that all loans are cancelled at the end of Shemitah. So how could it be that Hillel Hazakein will now come along and say, no, I'm creating a prusbul to get rid of this concept of Shemitah, to get rid of this concept of canceling loans? So it's interesting, it's really a sugya in the Gemara Maseches Gittin, and it used to be, actually even more recently, that people have used this concept of prusbul to actually circumvent other areas of halacha, Shabbos, kashrus, and so on. They say, look, Hillel Hazakein didn't like this concept of Shemitas Ksafim. He didn't like this concept of canceling loans at the end of Shemitah, so he created a prusbul. So people would say, let's cancel this and let's cancel that. So the question really begs, how was Hillel Hazakein able to establish this prusbul to get rid of this din, to get rid of this halacha of Shemitas Ksafim, canceling loans at the end of Shemitah? So first and foremost, just by way of a little bit of background, Shemitah, based on various drushos in the Gemara Maseches Gittin, the Gemara tells us that Shemitas Ksafim, the canceling loans, is very much interconnected to Shemitas Karka. That as long as Shemitas Karka, that as long as resting your land during the seventh year, as long as that's applicable on a Daraisa level, so too Shemitas Ksafim, so too canceling loans is also applicable on a Daraisa level. But nowadays, as the Gemara explains, Shemitas Karka is no longer applicable on a Daraisa level, because Shemitas Karka, the resting your land, only applies on a Daraisa level when there is a halacha of Yovel. Shemitah does apply nowadays, but only on a Midrabanan level. Yovel doesn't apply nowadays, because as the Gemara says, Yovel only applies when the rove of the Bnei Yisrael, when the majority of the Jewish people are living in Eretz Yisrael, which we have not yet to come to, which we have not experienced yet. So because Shemitas Karka is Derabanan, therefore Shemitas Ksafim is Rabbanan, and you have a din midrabbanan, there's a concept called hefker based on hefker, which means that the rabbis have the ability to sort of play within their own rules. They created the rule. They created this derabanan concept, the Shemitah Ksafim, because again, on a Daraisa level, on a Torah level, Shemitah Ksafim does not apply nowadays. Therefore, they also have the ability to change things up within their derabanan framework, within their dinim, within their laws, on a midirabanan level. So that's how Prizbal works, because the whole concept of Shemitah Ksafim nowadays is a din midirabanan, is rabbinic in nature. Therefore, he's able to create this Prizbal to circumvent it nowadays. Continuing now with Perek Yud, Mishnah Dal Zagufo Shel Prizbal. This is what the Prizbal would say. Moser ani lachem ish ploni u ploni hadayanam sheb makom ploni. I'm giving you, and there would be, he'd be standing in front of three dayanam, and he would write on this Prizbal that I'm giving this document to you in such and such a place, such and such a dayanam, shekol chov sheyesh, that all obligations that I have, she'egbenu, all things that people owe me, she'egbenu, kol zman she'erta, that I can collect them anytime I want, even after Shemitah, before Shemitah, that I'm not going to be obligated to circumvent and to cancel all loans once Shemitah comes. V'hadayanim chosmin lemata o ha'edim. And then what would happen? The dayanim would sign at the bottom, or edim, or witnesses, would sign at the bottom of this document. And again, this Prizbal would ultimately allow for the loans to continue even after Shemitah, like we learned previously, because this document is being given to Beis Din, and the dayanim, the judges, are signing it, or the witnesses are signing it. Therefore, this halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim doesn't apply, because again, Shemitah's Ksafim only applies when you have two people who lend to one another. But once Beis Din's involved, and once Beis Din's enforcing a payment, then Shemitah's Ksafim no longer applies. Quick review, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gibel introduced us to this concept of Prizbal and taught us that when you have this Prizbal, you have this document that was established by Hillel Hazakin to allow all loans to not be canceled, to still be applicable even once Shemitah comes and goes. And the Mishnah says that the reason for that was because he saw that people weren't lending to one another, which again is an Isser in the Torah. You must lend if you have the ability to do so. And then Perek Yud Mishnah Dal simply told us what the Prizbal actually says. And again, it's basically the concept of he's giving this document to Beis Din and saying that all obligations, any money that people owe me, I can collect it whenever I want. And again, the assumption is that it's because Shemitah's Ksafim only applies when you have two people that owe one another, as opposed to a situation where Beis Din is now coming and getting involved to enforce the payments. Have a great day.